Traditionally, before the teaching, you know, with the teaching mudra, So this is a tradition that before the teaching, teacher with the teaching mudra recite some stanzas. That means that each assume in the audience there might be some celestial beings and as well as the humans, and there are some subhumans and spirits and many other beings that they might come to listen to the teachings, those so we cannot able to see, but that's the tradition that we do, and there is always other than these humans, so sometimes people should do this like that, sometimes don't. People might curious that what is he doing today? Sometimes he decides that, sometimes he don't do that, with the mudras, so to let you know that it is a tradition, but it is not really necessary to do that. What's important is to imagine and to reflect on those things is important. So usually you reflect on those things, but sometimes you find something. So we should first reflect on having gained those good qualities. Born in a human existence, and we have obtained all the necessaries or resources to require in our practice. So this is a very rare opportunity. So we really, think we are fortunate, and not only that, but I will do my best to spend this life in a meaningful way. That means, we have to think about many future, lifetimes, and so that in order to do that, I will do the Dharma practice, which is not mistaken, authentic, and pure.
So 伊说他过于你这个一天是不是想做哪些人把生意你年轻的女人报纸报纸报纸各外面去这个你女人
So that kind of unmistaken you know, authentic teaching is Ramrin and this is a really excellent practice that you know many have you know great beings they study it they contemplate and they meditate on it and they have obtained you know all those realizations mentioned in the practice so you know all those whatever they put in the world in the scripture those are not mere you know knowledge or you know something like you know like imagination not like that but you know they are put in the words that what they have gained by doing their practice and if we could do the same thing then you know we can also get the realization of whatever through the master's plan
修行也只能跟你那样其他上那么大的时候呢跟住了解报道也没能偏向的记录了만노다시원시의부르시가되는미시의인지다되다편집계획내리고
So in this way you know we audience listener also listen with attentive and you know with joyous effort and teacher side also you knowdo his best, you know, ability he can, and you know, and he will sacrifice the, you know, the conditions, like you know, very hard or sometimes kind of very tired, and he won't feel like that. You know, he teach in real, you know, joyful effort and with a good intention, not to gain the names or any names, but you know, with a pure intention, we try to teach in his best ability.
他们是刚刚的去做，现在是天生有的强大的天赋，什么都有。
So we all reflect on those things and from the teacher's side, from the our side, you know, with joyous effort, you know, we reflect on this type of opportunity, you know, for a moment. So what we are doing today is that we are doing the stages to the path to enlightenment you know, Ramlin in that included in four chapters. So the fourth chapter is we ask what is the fourth chapter of Lamy, then we immediately should answer, showing the greatness of the teachings of the author in order to establish that it is of Nobel origin. So, it is required to investigate the author, that it's how the authentic teacher is, then this teaching would be, of the authentic one. So first we need to investigate and check the teacher is a real origin or not.
담화를 기뻐지듯이 주지 쳐왔더니 이제 담화 때문에 이제 가보인도 담화로 최선을 이제 가리려고 예비 전쟁을 이제 주지 쳐왔지. 다시 이번 담화를 기뻐지듯이 주지 쳐왔.
So the second chapter is showing the greatness of the teaching in order to engender respect for the instruction. So when you know the greatness of this teaching, then we should generate a great respect on this subject.
여기 담화되는 이미 제법이 쇼와다 쇼지 쇼와들이 이어는 쇼와이다 되는 쇼들 아니 뇌류 가는 연구를 시비 가는 시기에 그거를 되는 예시 뜻하시기 좀 봐. 담화이다.
So then the third is if we understand the greatness of the teaching's author, and second we know the greatness of the teaching, then what we have to do is we have to we feel like to listen to the teaching. So if we feel like to listen to the teaching, then how we should listen to the teacher is the third one. How to listen to and teacher's life also, how to explain the teaching is the third chapter.
남방문 제가 시작되는 것 때문에 남방문이 있는 것은 가족 가족을 가족 안에도 그렇잖아요. 모지 사진 제반하는 모지 사진 제반들이.
So the main actual is the fourth chapter. So actual instruction. So when we listen to the teaching and obviously listen to all those things, then we need to put into practice, implement and meditate, then how to lead students with the actual instruction. That is the fourth business, chapter 4 and
사실 제법에 나라시는 그걸 하나씩 해보았어요.
So we do our best to recall try to memorize these four chapters.
다가서 사실 가까스레나 사실 동부이 네, 주문제법인 제법이 쇼화되어야 되잖아요. 제법이 쇼화되잖아요. 쇼를 낮에 태바샤에서 뭐 아홉도 번째라게 쇼화되거든요. 여기 아래 이기기는 여기 제창에서 쇼고로 오래잖아요. 상초나제는 거의 후조사기 따와르는데 상초나제는 막 제제법 교제바대 아대샤에다 교제바대 아대샤에네 나다 네, 시에서 거주제는 이와
So now where we are is we are in the first chapter showing the greatness of the teaching author in order to establish that it is of Nobel origin. So in this chapter we need to investigate the greatness of the author. So if we have a enough time, then you know it is very important to teach and listen in full detail of the greatness of the teacher's order. But you know, you don't have that much time, so you know, we will do in brief. So you know, as we Rinpoche mentioned earlier, that you know, the author of this this teaching, the great traditions and the stages of the path, you know, is this teaching is the commentary on the official's lamp to the path. So that is the root text, and this is the commentary read by the Lama Tsongkhapa. So we can say, you know, Atisha is, as we mentioned earlier, Atisha is also the author of this text. So we need to reflect on the greatness of the Atisha author of our life. So in order to talk about the, you know, greatness of the teacher, also there is you know, three chapters, you know, that how he took rebirth in an excellent lineage, and how often that blessed he gained good qualities, and having gained those good qualities, what Adisha did to further the teaching. So in this three chapter, you know, we already talked about the, you know, first chapter, and the second chapter is, you know, how second chapter is that how engaging in proper practice we gain the good qualities of the experiential knowledge. There are two kinds, you know, in the Dharma. There are two kinds. One is the Dharma that is you know, oral transmission, that is like, you know, like put in the book, like this Ramayana book. And other is the Dharma that, you know, teaching that put into practice and has attained realizations. So, you know, we are in that desktop.
So
the Atisha gained the, you know, good qualities of the experiential knowledge. First, you know, the oral transmission of the, you know, those that thing we already done. And now in the, you know, gain the good qualities of the, you know, realization. There are three kinds, you know. One is the main thing is training in ethics, and in training in ethics also there are three kinds. You know, practice in the vows of the individual liberation, and practice the vows of the Bodhisattvas, and practice the vows of the Vajrayana. So, you know, about the statua and individual liberation, this, you know, we already done that, and now we are in the vows of the Vajrayana practice and
meditation.
So as we mentioned earlier, that you know, it is a practice of vows of the individual liberation, even for the sake of his life, he never, you know, transgresses or downfall his even you know, smallest vow. So he is so perfected, you know, in the liberation, individual liberation vows. And the second Bodhisattva's vow, as mentioned earlier, went to the, you know, Lama Silingpa's place with a lot of hardship, and stayed there for a long, long time, and received the vow and put into practice until he gained, you know, a perfect realization.
Tā dōjī chibī gu nāmbā kāchāni yāni zāna, tī 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 shōgu jīmbā dhuwa, tā zāna, tī 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 kāna rāwa.
So how Atisha produced the vow of the Vajrayana and put into practice and open realization, this thing, you know, in page 7 in Tibetan, the English translation is different, so I'm sure.
Page 39.
So Rinpoche wanna do by first reading and then, you know, making the, you know, explanation. If you could able to do that, then, you know, it will consume a little time, but, you know, we will receive both the, you know, oral transmission and the, you know, and the, transmission of the commentary making the discourse. So, you know, it benefits, you know, better, that is why, you know, we like to do that.
So, Doji Chibi Goshu Nasa, Ram Na Deshin, Doji Sutan Nen, Nenjo Onshu, Awa Deva, Bibi Chiyun Zera Sampa. Sama Doji Chibi Goshu Nasa Dene, Rani Ye Sama Ye Namba Tene, Namba Tene Nen, Rani Nyane Chepa Da Dene, Sena, Ato Ki Chedu Chara, Hashin Be Tene, Bibi Chiyun Zera Sena, Sotaji Dande Ena Yang, Ni Sama Nyan Sene Vate, Mato Bi Tiji, Ni Nyan Sene Vate,
So, like mentioned here, Atisha produced a vow of the Vajrayana. Having entered the door of the Vajrayana, you saw yourself as a deity and possessed the Vajra mind, lord of the contemplation. Our Nipita, I bow down to you who engage in the sacred Hana.
She is some bata. Hungry Lilith has the beginning of achieving a bata. Doji two dobe in it, doji two dobe in it. Singing is a dance. Major is so situation as I say, another Rani has it and a Tamani Shaman of Maja.
So, So that is the kind of extensa is praises to the Atisha. So what that means is, you know, Atisha received the Vajrayana vow, and after that he implement and practice in the stages of the path of the Vajrayana, and reaching the concentration on the stages of the generation, which he saw his body as divine, and the concentration of the stages of the completion of the generation stage and the completion stage. Thereupon he attained the Vajra state of mind. So, you know, that means he has attained all the realization in the Didi Yoga.
还想建立的时候，你刚才在讲的老母不要讲，那是我的功劳嘛。你多积点功劳，你就可以用，可以用，能够积点，我也能够，这个是吧？So
we don't go further here, talk about the stages of the self-generation and the stages of the completion. It will come at the end of the teaching, so you know, that time we can talk more.
前面的基地上的朋友们到了，啊，就最近的时候嘛，就这帮人，前头新鲜点把一，这边把一一弄的，还有点呢，有点呢，工业年龄去了嘛，多，也是嘛的，他感觉基地上的基地上哪个嘛的，这嘛大的现在搞的怎么，前头新鲜又搞这个呢，先送送把这个的，啊，去年送完这个，先送不成，他去年就送完了，因为也是年把的金用那样，基地的那个用完的嘛，哪把的你把，干啥？
所以，like mentioned here, because you had mindfulness and vigilance, you had no ethical thought, conscientious and alert with no deceit or pretension, you were not seen by the fault of the infection. So that means, in order to, guard our vows, we need to guard our mind with, mindfulness and mental awareness or the introspection. So these two is very important, and at the same time, we need to have our peacefulness too. So with these things, we can able to guard our mind, and if we able to guard our mind with this method, then there is a good chances that we won't lose or transgress the vows. So in this way, he did all those things, and even though, at the beginning, maybe he has some small, little transgression of vows, but he won't believe, that he immediately, confess and purify those things and renew those things and always perfect it in his practice of
การเรียนรู้ว่าเจ้าหน้าที่ต้องทำสิ่งที่เช่นนี้ก็ต้องทำเช่นนี้เป็นเช่นนั้นก็ต้องทำเหมือนกันเช่นนี้เป็นเช่นนั้นก็ต้องทำเหมือนกันเช่นนี้ถ้าได้ยังจะต้องทำอะไรบ้างก็ต้องทำเช่นนี้ที่เจ้าหน้าที่ต้องทำก็ต้องทำเช่นนี้ที่ชาวบ้านก็ต้องทำเช่นนี้ที่ชาวบ้านก็ต้องทำเช่นนี้ที่ชาวบ้านก็ต้องทำเช่นนี้ที่ชาวบ้านก็ต้องทำเช่นนี้ที่ชาวบ้านก็ต้องทำเช่นนี้ที่ชาวบ้านก็ต้องทำเช่นนี้ที่ชาวบ้านก็ต้องทำเช 네 캡아나 가와지니 나타리 네 라니야 제드 제드 나니 제드 주버셔서 하나씩 제 잡고 되게 사자 나와
So as mentioned here, you know, that's kind of an instruction to us. Thus, Atisha had not only courageous in promising to train in the ethical disciplines of the three vows, but he also guarded that ethical discipline by keeping his promise and not transgressing the boundaries of the rules, even when he slightly transgressed it, he immediately purified the infraction with the appropriate rites for restoring the vows. Know that his biography delights scholars who understand the key point of the scriptures, emulate such excellent doing. So we also, you know, try to look on those teachers as our role model, and we make a prayer for the wishes that, you know, we could ever do the same like those teachers. That is So like people like us, ordinary people, we take the, you know, the vows whenever, you know, we could, and, you know, we don't have all those practice in all those methods, you know, like here mentioned here, mindfulness and vigilance and, you know, all those conscientious, all those things, awareness, alert and those things, you know, we just neglect it, whatever that happens, you know. And when it happens, immediately, you know, we don't try to purify and restore the vow through different means. We don't do that. So Rinpoche, he knows himself, so he don't have all those mindfulness and vigilance and all those things, you know. Probably, you know, it is not sure, but, you know, we might be the same one. Hmm. So for these things, the individual knows our self better than, you know, other people, so we need to reflect on those things and think about
it.
So now the first thing is, you know, this thing crashes in the ethical discipline is the first thing. Now, upon that basis, you know, the foundation, how Atisha practice the training in the concentration. So generally, concentration means, you know, means you can focus on an object single-pointedly without any distraction. So that is the, you know, definition of
concentration.
So in the Lamrim, it's a training in concentration common to sutras and tantras, and there is another, you know, training in the uncommon concentration. Yeah, it mentioned two
different kinds.
So the common, you know, concentration in his mind becomes serviceable by means of meditative serenity. So that means, you know, yoga is a kind of shine, you know, that your mind gets very, you know, supple, and, you know, when you focus on the object, you know, as long as you don't feel any, you know, So the uncommon concentration is mentioned here. He reached a very stable stage of generation due to having practiced the use of the proficient conduct for 6 or 3 years. At that time, after hearing the sacred complex song sung by the king in the Kodiyana, he committed them to memory. That means, you know, uncommon concentration is looked like in the Vajrayana practice in the daily yoga. So the stable stages of the generation stage means, you know, in the mantra yana. So when you do the stages of the generation, then, you know, you visualize yourself inside the mandala, and, you know, focus on all the entire mandalas and the yourself in the divine side, and all the readiness of the mandalas and all those things, and without any distraction, you can focus on these things, you know, in the entire mandala for, you know, 1/6 part of the day, 24 hours. If you could able to do that, then you have attained the gross stable stages of the generation path. So the subtle stable stages of the generation is that, you know, when the yogi can concentrate on a small like mustard seed, in that kind of small light, you can visualize the entire, you know, that particular deity's mandala and all the deity's name, deity's energy, all those things with, you know, with clarity and clarity and in detail. If you could maintain that visualization for the 1/6 part of the day, able to do that, then that is the demarcation or the time you have gained the realization of several stable stages of the generation. So So then, you know, you further meditate, and once you can able to, you know, concentrate on that thing, that subtle stages of the generation path for, you know, months and years without any, without any higher, you can put in the concentration, meditate on this thing as long as you want without any, destruction or time, then you have completed the subtle stages of the generation path. You are perfected in that concentration. So then the training in the common and uncommon concentration is that much, and then you will move the next training, the wisdom, that is, there is not much.
然后学了几套过也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是也是
out of a common training in wisdom, he gained a concentration of insight that has a union of meditative serenity and insight. That means, you know, the entire Four Noble Truths and the characteristic or the different levels of the Four Noble Truths, 16, you know, characteristic, I don't know if it's characteristic or, you know, explanation of the Four Noble Truths. Each one has four further, you know, explanation. So, you know, one can able to meditate on this Four Noble Truths and 16 characteristics in the union of meditation and insight, the concentration at that time of the practitioner attained the common
attainment.
So the uncommon
dwelling
in wisdom, he gave a special concentration of the stages of the completion, that is in the nature of completion stages of the feeling. So as it mentioned here in 80 verses of praise, it is clear that you achieve the path of preparation in accordance with the chapter of Mantra Nika. So what this, you know, path of preparation means, that, you know, the Atisha's guru from whom he received the, you know, self-liberation vow, that guru is said to be in the said to be he achieved the path of preparation. So that is just, you know, elaborate from that. So you take a lecture.
Yeah. ਪਦੇ ਅਧਿਸ਼ਾਇ ਤੇ ਵੀ ਸ਼ਵਾ ਦੇ ਸਿਨੇ ਨਾਲ ਇਹ ਤੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਤੇ ਵੀ ਸ਼ਵਾ ਕੁ ਕੁ ਨੇ ਤੇ
ਸੋ ਦਾ ਨੈਕਸਟ thing after he has gained all those realizations, then Atisha did to further the teaching
we in that project.
So for this there are two chapters. First chapter what he did in India, and then the second one is what he did in Tibet. So, like mentioned here, you know, at the Atisha's time, at that time, you know, there are seems like there are not all the different schools and masters and all those, they are not, you know, united together. That means they are kind of partition, like that.
Then I should have Matiba Tego, Tadigi, Nikutania, but Tadigi, Tajikan, Mabitamba, Chichu, and
so at that time there are a lot of, you know, debates going on, you know, to dispel the ignorance and the wrong ideas and the doubts of the, you know, practitioners at that time. So, you know, there are a lot of debates going on between the, you know, different philosophical point of views for the Shinan. So at that time, so, you know, a lot of non-Buddhist, you know, a school of thought, you know, practitioners and teachers, and the Buddhist practitioners and the teachers, they have debates, you know, happen all the time, and, you know, whoever lose, they have to, you know, become the other side practitioner. So at that time, a lot of non-Buddhist, practitioner, their teacher and their disciples all through the debate and subdue those things, and then, you know, they enter the, you know, Buddhist school of thought, So at that time, Abhisha is one of the main, you know, foremost scholars in any debate, and he subdued many non-Buddhist teachers and disciples, and then converted into Buddhist. And at that time also, he is that really renowned scholar and, you know, debater, but he doesn't have any you know, pride or arrogance, always practiced humility and very, you know, and very
compassionate.
So at that time, you know, in the Buddhist followers also, there are different partitions that, you know, main thing, there are root part, there are four, and then they split into 18 different parts. So, you know, like at this time also in the like Theravada tradition and like Tibet tradition is different tradition, different path, and the Theravada tradition is different. So like that, at that time there are 18 different you know, traditions that emerge from four root traditions. So all those are, you know, they have their own, you know, founders or the main teachers of those that partition. And, you know, I assume in this tradition said that, but right now from that 18 different tradition or the partitions, only two is left. One is the Theravada tradition and other is our Tibet tradition. I guess it is in the Vinaya Sutra. I'm not sure. I guess. So, you know, at that time, all the 18 different traditions really, you know, respect Atisha, even though his own tradition is it's called Hachin Deva. So Hachin Deva is one of the 18 traditions. So, you know, everybody, you know, reverend and venerate and respect And at that time, you know, he and everybody respects him, and, you know, everybody put him in the first foremost, you know, teachers of that time, and he is a scholar and a great practitioner of both the sutras and tantra, and, you know, he is renowned in the center of the country and as well as in the far, in the remote places also. His name is renowned all over the country, and his deed to the flourish of the Buddha Dharma is like a second Buddha's of that time.
Mm-hmm. good and make it in my work.
So that is the brief, you know, what Adisha did for the Dharma in India. And next is what he did in Tibet. So, you know, here we will do the, if you guys have some questions or comments, we will do here. And if not, then you know, we will move on.
One question, okay. The date of professional conduct are the dates of professional conduct the meditation practices you described?
The Moggallāya, the Tehas, Rīpa Tīśukī Chöpa Lōtūka, Lōtūka Sūngyū Dhyabhās, Rīpa Tīśukī Chöpa Dhyabhās. Rīpa
Tīśukī Chöpa Dhyabhās. Kāne, yīn ātās bādhāla chūsī dhuā. Kāne, Rīpa Tīrī dhī sāngā chāpā dhyabhās, kāne yīn, kāne nyāpā dhā uchāni, dhulo chīyā mā dhuā chē, kāne yī sāngā yī chāpā dhyabhās, kāne,
So, what is your question, Anne?
Deeds of sufficient conduct.
Where is it?
In page 40, the second full paragraph.
Page 40?
40 in
okay.
English, yeah.
Okay, deed of the profession conduct.
For 6 or 3 years, yeah.
For 6 or 3 years, that means, as Rinpoche talked before, you know, he born in the royal family, and, you know, his mom and dad want to be ruler. Mm-hmm. When they become die or old. So, you know, they have a lot of hope for him to become a king.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he wanted to be a monk, and then, you know, he did this kind of, you know, proficient kind of.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that, you know, unusual, like, you know, like I really act like a crazy. Like running naked, nothing put on, and like a crazy that his mind is.
Okay, so making
a scene
as though he would not be a good king?
Yeah.
Okay.
Something like that. When, you know, the yogis obtain a really great realization, you know, sometimes they act abnormal.
Okay.
Like that, you know. Like that, in deep down they are practicing,
mm-hmm.
but you know, sometimes like that. In his case, I think what Rinpoche said is because of, you know, to become a monk, you know, that they will lose their hope that now he's abnormal, you know, he might be a good king.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that's
any more questions? Okay.
Can I ask another one?
Yeah.
Okay. At this point in our study, what kind of analytic meditation should we be doing? Should we mostly be familiarizing ourselves with the text? Or is there something else? Something more?
But they make up the language. You go with the general time.
So,
yaşlıdır o zaman. Atasamıyorum, onun dışında da olsun şeyler.
So
people like us, you know, beginner people like us, you know, the best thing is, you know, we have to we have to refrain from the downfalls of the you know, non virtues, like 10 non virtues, which is, that is the outcome of our mental affliction. So, you know, we cannot control the mental affliction right now, beginner like us, but the outcome of that affliction, you know, is the 10 non-virtues. So, best thing is to do, refrain from these outcomes of the three doors, the 10 non-virtues, and at the same time, you know, like you mentioned, you know, read, listen to the teaching, and, you know, purification
and that.
So, if we really understand the Dharma practice, then, you know, we could able to practice, you know, accordingly with the Lamrim text, then other than this, we don't need any further practice. So, you know, everybody, all the practitioners have to practice stages by stages, as mentioned in the Lamrim, to attain the, you know, complete
enlightenment.
So, if somebody mentioned that, you know, other, you know, practice or other different path, then, you know, instead of gaining a realization of complete enlightenment, we might get some other
relaxation.
So this is like building a house mentioned here. So what material we need first, and what kind of the builder's qualification, and what is the benefit of the building, and how to build the foundation, and so on. Everything in detail is there. So, you know, if we don't do like that, we do a different thing, then we might arrive in a different So it is said that, you know, if you don't build a, you know, good foundation, then, you know, like, you know, we didn't practice the, you know, the basis, you know, the vows of the self-realization, bodhisattva vows, and that, you know, not any clue or idea about those things, you know. We begin from the mantrayana practice, and we do the daily yoga, and, you know, in the all those things, then it is like building a house in a frozen lake or whatever. Any more questions?
Would you mind if I ask a question having to do with the Madison teaching?
Kambola, the medicine of India, Sujana did DD Korea because it's too much for women.
Okay.
Yeah.
On the first day of the teaching, His Holiness read from the Kumar Sriva text and said that the three practices to achieve omniscience were compassion, bodhicitta, and skillful means. And I'm not sure if I understand what skillful means is.
So, generally, there might be different interpretations, but in which you think, you know, skillful means there is mantrayama or vajrayama practice. So in the vajrayama practice, there are different metas, like pacification, increase, and, you know, conquer, wrathful, and there are many skillful different practices to subdue and tame the disabled in mind.
Mm-hmm.
So that is what you think.
Mm-hmm.
So you think this all is going
to happen?
So as His Holiness mentioned, that, you know, to purify the residue or the imprint that obstructs the, you know, omniscient knowledge, omniscient mind, to obtain the omniscient mind, we need to purify even the stain or the residue of the, you know, knowledge of the defilement and that whatever that obstruct the omniscient mind.
Mm.
So to purify that, completely purify this subtle thing, you know, you have to enter the Vajrayana practice, and only the subtle, clear mind, in union of the emptiness, that only can, you know, able to purify that. So without that, you know, one cannot achieve the perfect Buddha. So here the body mind or the awakened mind and the, you know, realization of emptiness, you know, these two things are the main that eventually that will become the two bodies of the Buddha, the omniscient emanation body and the Dharma body. So the bodhicitta is the substantial cause for that body, and the realization of emptiness is the substantial cause that eventually becomes the nature of the Dharma body and
Tēmāzībēnā sāngshēng yīgīla tīmbīgī lōnī kōtē kāsā chī yīgīla nyāngdō yōngdā lēkā nyāngdā chēpā chē yōng sīgī mā.
So, right now in our, in the ordinary, state, like us, these two different two different causes that cannot able to function at the same time. There's no relation to it.
So
in the practice of Vajrayana, this union of method and wisdom, that different mind, that become one, function in one, and these two minds, different two names, but it function at the same time, and at that time it becomes indivisible or unseparate. So maybe I make a mistake before. So true body is the form body and dharma body. So the awakened mind, that eventually become the form body, and a realization of emptiness that becomes the dharma body. So it is the same thing, but it functions different at the time, like us. But for the Buddha, it is us. So, like bodhicitta, the awakened mind and the realization of emptiness, this mind, at the time of Buddhahood, that doesn't mean this thing to merge together and become one, like water put in water, not like that. But at the Buddha's time, when we attend Buddha at that time, this mind becomes really, really subtle, so that it cannot able to manifest obvious like now. So in this way, it is called unseparable. So any more questions? So we don't have much time to go through. So what he did in Tibet, if you go through, then we have to talk a lot more than we got time. So we will just touch the subject.
Hallama 신경
So, at Atisha's time, you know, exactly, you know, in the calendar, you know, as Western, you know, not very sure, but according to the Tibet history, there are two times when the Buddha Dharma flourish, you know, first time is earlier translation, it's the earlier translation, rather than Chidar earlier, and Chidar is later flourish. So the earlier flourish of the earlier translation, earlier, you know, that that time that the Buddha Dharma flourished all over Tibet. And then later on there is an evil king and then that destroyed the Dharma and so on, then later on, you know, it is kind of really Dharma is kind of in a very weak position, and then again, you know, later on, flourish time, and at that time, you know, there are, even though there are practitioners, Dharma practitioners, but they consider that, you know, the Sutra practice and the Tantra practice is like a totally opposite, like, you know, hot and cold. They didn't consider that it complements each other, so there is a big gap at that time. So how that happened, you know, in one sense is that from India there comes many, you know, like we say like that Baba Kuls, like Babas, they come to Tibet from India, and main goal they come to collect the gold from the earth.
So this is gonna, in the summer, you know, the time of the year, the summer, the most important thing is to be in the long Tibet. When you see the Indian Rojo, you see what the Tibet is. Rojo, you see what the Tibet is. 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 You see what the Tibet is.
So at that time, you know, Buddha Dharma is in great danger that, you know, those Babas came and they try to teach Tantra Yana or the Vajrayana, and, you know, they really their, you know, conduct are really too extreme, and that everybody, you know, kind of discuss about their conduct, and, you know, everybody criticized the, you know, Vajrayana practice, and, you know, and there are big, you know, disparities among the practitioners. So at that time also, you know, Tibetan don't have one ruler. There are different, you know, different small kingdoms, and their own places ruled by their own small a kingdom thing. And at that time, in the Palama Yeshiva, in around in the western Tibet, there is a king called Yishevu. He got his small kingdom there. Mm-hmm. So at that time, Dharma is in great danger, and he was really concerned about the, you know, Tibetan peoples, you know, their Dharma, and then, you know, he thinks he gotta do something, you know, so that it was possibility, and he gathered, you know, the very smart young, 21 boys from his kingdom. And you know, he sent this 21 bright boys, and when they reach India, you know, because of the climate change and all those things, you know, all get sick and die. Only two left. One is the great translator Rinchen Sangpo, and another is the great translator Lekpe Sha. Those two survive.
Can you see me? Because I mean, not the whole thing is that one is going to get rid of the two.
So they studied there really hard, as you know, the king hoped. They learned the language and study, and they from different teachers, and they investigate, look around, you know, who is the, you know, most renowned scholars and the practitioners among all in India, and they realize, you know, Atisha is the foremost. Then they come back to their place, and they report the king that, you know, the Vajrayana practice and practice and the Sutrayana practice are really, you know, complement each other, not like you know, cold and hot, not like that. There's no any disparity. And also, if you wanna invite, you know, the masters from India, then, you know, there is only one we can recommend. Only, you know, Atisha can able to benefit for the Tibetan peoples. Like that, they report to the king.
And you go to Lama Yeshiva, you go to the Tenshu Bhu Atan, then you can you run the Tenshu Bhu in Tenshu Bhu, the Tenshu Bhu Atan. And you can see Tenshu Bhu Atan, the 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 Tenshu.
So when the king heard the name of the Atisha, immediately he got great move, and, you know, really kind of he got a goosebumps, and, you know, he felt deep admiration toward Atisha. And, you know, because of their, you know, previous, you know, karmic connection, he convinced that he will able to do whatever it needs to sacrifice to bring Atisha to Tibet.
안되지. 다 아래 조지에 이제 자바기 템바데 손이 되는 답이 손이 말이. 사실이 정말 맞게 되었을 때 그때야. 하다도 시간이 걸어 그 야가스 가던 때 맞는 게 참 많다.
So you know, people shouldn't think that because before Adisha there is no Dharma in Tibet. Before Adisha there is Dharma in Tibet, but you know the there is a history that there is an earlier you know flourishing of Dharma in Tibet, and later you know flourish of the Dharma in Tibet. There is a history, and we will talk about this. So we do the dedication that you know, this kind of really you know, precious teaching or the practice that you know, even though I could not able to practice at this time, but I will direct my all the thoughts towards this practice and familiarized with this kind of practice, and you know that I wish that eventually, I mean, practice and attain as the great master's attainment for the sake of essential beings who will be there.
Thank you. Thank you.